Salam! How are you? How is everyone doing? It's been a minute. Welcome back to the podcast. The Rogue Muslim, obviously, if you're listening, you know the title. I hope everyone's well. Yeah, it's definitely been a while. Life just got ridiculously hectic all of a sudden, and it's wedding season. And that means week-long weddings and just a lot of time. But to be honest, it's fun time. So anyways, sorry, you know, I've been MIA and everything, but we're back. And we are finishing off with the final two episodes in the Ramadan series. So I'm actually kind of glad that it's been a couple weeks since we do it, because it kind of gives all the guests and myself to reflect a bit more on the month of Ramadan and how we're going to implement what we learnt in the following year and any goals and stuff that we have for the following year. So no complaints on my end. I don't have a lot of time to record the introduction, so I'm kind of just going to get into it. So like I said, it is the final check-in of the Ramadan series. This is part one. As you know, it's been split into two parts. So part one, we have Neil, we have Fahima, we have Barak, we have Mo'mina, Wael, Suze, we've got Huda, we have Aisha. So we're hearing from a whole host of people, and the questions that they're going to be answering are: how did the month go for you? Were you able to achieve your goals? What has this month taught you for the year ahead? How do you plan to implement that? What is the biggest thing you have learned about yourself? What does Ramadan mean to you after this month? How can the month of Ramadan and what you have learned better the state of the Ummah or justice for all? And then any last reflections that they wanted to share. So I really enjoyed hearing their final check-ins, and I really hope you do. I do post the questions. I've done it for the previous two check-ins, and I will also be posting it for the final check-in. So please feel free to engage with those. We've had a couple comments in those posts. I mostly post it on Instagram, but I post it everywhere, but I get the most interaction on Instagram, and it's just really cool to see where everyone's at now. And I think it will actually be really exciting, you know, especially if you're missing Ramadan. I'm missing Ramadan, yeah, so I'm really happy that this series is a thing, and I get to hear... Sorry, I just got distracted. My Siri keeps just starting up all of a sudden, even though I'm not touching it and it's not near me. But anyways, yeah, I'm really excited that we can hear and hopefully keep some of the spirits of Ramadan alive, and some of that unity that we, many of us, tend to feel during that month. So definitely feel free to answer to any of those questions when I do post it on my social media. I'd love to hear. And without further ado, here is the Ramadan check-in, the final one, part one. I hope you enjoy.
Ramadan, Shaitani Rajim, Bismillah Rahmani Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. I begin in the name of God, the most merciful, the most beneficent. The holy month of Ramadan is now past us, and the month was absolutely incredible. Kept so busy. Lack of sleep was a real issue, but alhamdulillah, we managed to achieve the goals that we set out, raising good money for charity, raising awareness for the homeless plight here in London, and also doing some work for the orphans in Iraq, alhamdulillah. Also finding that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua, supplication, spending the nights in prayer, and reading the noble Quran. The month in its entirety has taught me that I'm capable of much more than I would ever put myself through on a daily basis. I push myself throughout the month to do more and more and to make use of the days and the nights ahead. And I will be implementing that throughout the year to try to research more, to gain more knowledge, to read the Quran more each day. I would like to take time to read the Quran, inshallah. Also to do more work and push myself even further to better myself as a human being, but also to give more time to humanitarian causes. I think that kind of sums up the biggest thing that I learned about myself, was that I'm more capable of doing stuff that I would never push myself to do normally. And the times that I would just be sitting around resting, then I know that I can push myself more. Sometimes as human beings, the only barriers we have within our lives are the ones that we put on ourselves. So the month has taught me to push past these barriers, push past somebody's struggles, and not to allow my own self-limitations to take over. There's definitely an era of sadness that the month has passed. The gates of heaven have closed and shaitan is now released back onto us. Ya Allah, please have mercy on us. The month of Ramadan means so much to me. It allows a sense of community, a sense of spirit, a sense of togetherness. Again, I know that some of our masjids and jamaats will be not so packed as they were throughout this month, and there will be a lack of togetherness. And I think this is reflected in the whole Ummah. The state of togetherness will be less. The unity that we saw throughout this month, where people will come together, a lot of interfaith programs, a lot of good work that was done throughout the month to get togetherness with our other faith groups and believers and non-believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think that's something we can all take from the month of Ramadan. That's something that we can implement further in our lives and throughout the whole Ummah, inshallah, and seek justice for all. I guess my kind of last reflections really is to, for society as a whole, for human beings as a whole, to have more awareness of the sufferings that go on in this world. We're very lucky in the West. We're very lucky. Those have been blessed with money, jobs, sustenance, food in their cupboards and clothing on their backs and a roof over their heads. There's 153 million orphans that are in the world. There's over 1 billion people without access to clean water. And listen, here in London, the homeless plight, with over 8,000 rough sleepers in London alone, we need to do more as a society. We need to do more as a human race to be humane towards our brothers and sisters out there, in faith or not in faith, inshallah. We're all human beings. We need to look after one another. We're all gifts from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise be to the Creator, inshallah. And let's do more work to help the world, to ease the suffering, to ease the pain. Let's protest against the wars and the illegal things that are going on around the world, inshallah. And let's do more for the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum, jami'a rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's been an absolute pleasure to be a part of this beautiful initiative from the Rogue Muslim. This is Neil Nasser from South London, checking off. Khuda hafiz.
Assalamu alaikum, it's Mu'mina again, and thank you for having me on this podcast. To the questions, Ramadan flew by. I mean, I remember recording the first check-in, and it felt like, I don't know, yesterday or like 2 days ago. But yeah, Ramadan flew, but alhamdulillah, it was a very productive Ramadan for me. I did feel like this Ramadan brought me closer to the deen and to Allah. I know now it's just a matter of sticking to the habits that I started in Ramadan. And I'm very thankful I was able to achieve my goals. I finished reading the Quran, and I tried going above and beyond that. I also read the tafsir of the Quran. I'm not finished, but that's mostly because I do want to take my time to completely understand it if I can. And I'll admit, sometimes I do get discouraged when I don't understand, but I constantly remind myself that there is a reason, there is a justification to everything in Islam, even if I don't understand those reasons, if that makes sense. That also goes into like the next question of what has taught me is that I can't understand everything, but I'll still try. This Ramadan, you know, I asked Allah to give me knowledge, and inshallah I'll be successful in my search for it. But I've definitely learned to never give up. And I'd say the biggest thing I've learned about myself is that I really can do this. I can be a good Muslim in the 21st century, contrary to popular belief that that it's hard being a Muslim now. But Ramadan is proof that we all can be great Muslims. I mean, we survived Ramadan, then we can survive anything. You know what I mean? And Ramadan is the time to reconnect and reevaluate. You know, that is what Ramadan has always meant to me. And I could see how Ramadan can be classified as hard, quote unquote hard. But to me, it is the easiest and the best time to be a Muslim. I feel very proud to be a Muslim during Ramadan. In fact, it's a time of year where I can really connect with literally every aspect of my life. I mean my religion, my family, even my work. Hunger really makes you question what's worth it and what's not. So I mean, Ramadan is very important for me when it comes to evaluating my life and connecting with what matters. Something I've learned is that there are opinions within the religion, and I feel that so long as that opinion doesn't harm anyone else, I don't think it matters what the opinion is necessarily. So like zabiha, non-zabiha, hijabi or turban or even non-hijabi, say what you need to say, but don't argue over it because it doesn't, who cares? Like at the end of the day, we're still family, and family is bound to disagree. I think the ummah, we should learn to agree to disagree much better. I feel like there wouldn't be so many cliques and groups within the religion that, you know, that hold a viewpoint that everyone else disagrees with. You know, that shouldn't be a reason to form an identity. Anyway, and any last reflections? I would say keep up with like the family and friends that you would typically only see during Ramadan iftars. Just trust me, I think you'll thank yourself later for it. But yeah, keep up with those people, because I mean, relationships make or break a person, so surround yourself with people that'll make you, inshallah. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Huda Fahmi. The month of Ramadan went by very quickly, and honestly, I don't think I took advantage of it as much as I should have. I was working on a project that had a deadline that was looming, and I feel like I poured everything into that project and not at all enough into my ibadah, my acts of worship. I tried to do as much as I could where I could. I tried not to let the idea that I was failing my goals stop me from trying to continue achieving my goals. I adjusted and pivoted what I hoped to achieve by the end, and alhamdulillah, I did what I could. And again, I'm disappointed in myself and what I wasn't able to achieve, and just made a commitment to, inshallah, to take advantage of the rest of the year and prepare myself to take advantage of the next Ramadan, if Allah grants it to me. This month has taught me for the year ahead to work on balancing my deen when it comes to like the dunya and the akhirah, like balancing what I'm doing for things that are not related to my deen, like, you know, secular things, and balancing that with my ibadahs. So that's something that I know that's a weakness for me, that was a weakness for me during the month of Ramadan. So I hope to take that lesson, knowing that that is a weakness, and try to do better throughout the year. I think that Ramadan has always meant a chance for me to rejuvenate, a chance for me to reassess my life and my priorities. And when I fall short, as I did this year, it's a chance for me to really kind of step back and take a look at what my priorities really are, and where I'm, you know, where I'm really focusing my time and where it needs to be focused. And Ramadan still means that to me, you know. After the month has passed, it still is that chance for me to you know, reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how I can better myself. I guess in the end, I was left with such like a sad feeling that I had wasted my Ramadan, my chance for all this ibadah that Allah gives us. And so I was just left with a very sad feeling. And even doing this recording and being, you know, I want to just be completely open and honest, is that, you know, we all struggle. We all struggle with our faith. We all struggle with our acts of worship. We all struggle to, you know, connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope that I learned from this. I know I learned from this, and I hope that I take what I learned and implement it throughout the rest of my life, throughout the rest of this year, until next Ramadan and onwards. Jazakallah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sue, and I'm a Singaporean based in London. The Ramadan was quite good, but to be honest, in the third or fourth week, I had my wisdom tooth surgery, so it had an impact on my routine in Ramadan. So I wouldn't say that I really achieved what I set out to be. But maybe I'm the sort who have high expectations. But having said that, I'm still going for Quran classes. I heard this reflection somewhere, and I really echo the sentiments. Isn't it amazing that for some of us, or maybe most of us who observe Ramadan, we do not eat, we do not drink, and we suppress other desires and follow rules and pray on time, read more Quran. I mean, these productive habits are possible when we fast. So as we enter a month where we are not fasting and we feel that we are lagging behind our goals and adopting the same routine that we had in Ramadan, and this is a time that we are eating normally, isn't it? Three times a day and all that. So to put things in perspective, ask ourselves if we could achieve so much more in Ramadan, why can't we do just as much outside of Ramadan? Because now I can eat and drink whenever I want. I can do voluntary fast, but that's not going to be every day. So hopefully this would encourage people and even myself that we can strive for more even outside of Ramadan. What's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself in Ramadan? Well, that it's possible to fast for 18 hours and still be alive. Jokes aside, well, in serious note, I did lose weight, alhamdulillah, still maintaining that weight loss, so I'm really pleased with that. That aside, I wouldn't say that I learned something big about myself in Ramadan, but for sure there has been a striking realization. I realized that I still have demons in me that I need to fight, and it just didn't go away during Ramadan, just because I was, you know, in a more, I hope it was an increased piety state, doing more good deeds, or I would like to think I did, and may Allah accept from me and from all of us. It's still not an instant, you know, you just can't expect to be an angel. So we all have our faults, and I hope that it is always something that we're going to work on and improve ourselves. And you know what? I think what better way than to start the good habits in Ramadan? So, yeah, maybe inshallah, next year we all have, we would have improved from what we were a year before. So it's common in the UK to have fundraising iftars during Ramadan. And there will be plenty of meals and advertisements to attract donors. I believe Muslims in Britain are quite generous. And a survey has proved that there are. I just hope that, you know, Muslims throughout the world will continue to be generous, do sadaqah in all forms, not just with money, but also with time as well, perhaps through volunteering, and just be conscious of the less fortunate around us. We shouldn't be waiting just for the holy month to donate and be generous.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kay from Hold My Hijab doing the final check-in for Rogue Muslim for the Ramadan series. So let's kick off. So the first question is, how did the month go for you? Alhamdulillah, the month went fast. I'm sure a lot of people will also say that. The second half of the month onwards just seems to kind of speed up really quickly because everyone's already thinking about post Ramadan, what they're going to do for Eid. So it's just a blur. Overall, though, alhamdulillah, it was great. It was a beautiful month. You know, it was a beautiful time, and I'm glad I was able to partake in it. And inshallah, I continue and I'm blessed to witness another Ramadan in the following year. Were you able to achieve your goals? Kind of a tough question. I think some of them, I kind of was able to, but I think I set myself up for failure with a few of them just because it's baby steps sometimes. You know, you set certain goals for yourself, and unless you have a specific game plan, sometimes it may seem overreaching, and you kind of get discouraged at certain points you have to pick up. So I was able to accomplish some of them, but not as much as I was really hoping I'd be able to. That's why every year I just think, you know, pray and hope that I can actually witness another Ramadan so I can continue and actually one day achieve all the goals that I set for myself. In terms of what it's taught me for the year ahead and how I plan to implement that, I think it's just the power of consistency and commitment. You know, if you do set some goal for yourself of what you want to achieve, actually making sure you have a plan ahead of how you want to accomplish it, because a lot of times, you know, a year goes by in a breeze, right? You look back at 2017 and 2016 and you have all these things set up for yourself, but I think unless you actually have a way and some sort of guide of how you want to accomplish certain things, it'll actually let you get to those points. Biggest thing you learned about yourself was, I think it was, so one of my goals, for example, was to like watch the things that I say specifically, you know, around certain friends, around certain people. You know, you're less aware of what comes out of your mouth, whether it's like your language or the topics you talk about, things like that. And biggest thing I learned about myself is that if I really paid attention and I made that commitment that I wanted to watch the things that I said and how I spoke about certain topics, and, you know, to really watch my tongue. And one thing I learned about myself was things that I thought, oh, there's no way I can stop doing that, was I was able to focus on that. And, you know, of course, that a lot of that is due to the fact that you're fasting, right? Because so you're making that effort from sunrise to sundown, that at least during while you're fasting, you're going to watch what you say so you don't, you know, unintentionally break your fast. But I learned that I could just continue that even after sunset, right? Even if I'm still hanging out with the same friends, it's not like it's a, you know, flip of a switch and all of a sudden after sunset I'm going off and doing all these things and saying all these things. I was able to control myself a lot more. So alhamdulillah for that. And what does Ramadan mean to you after this month? You know, it's like I said, it's all you can do is hope and pray that you're able to witness yet another one. And how can the month of Ramadan and what you've learned better the state of the Ummah and justice for all? you know, sometimes I think it seems very intimidating to think, you know, like, what can I do for the state of the Ummah? And sometimes it's really just small acts of kindness and small acts of, you know, compassion within your own community, within your own friends, within your own circle can make a huge difference. You know, it doesn't have to be this, you know, you're creating this massive campaign to save the world or something. It really can be something as small as just the people around you and making them aware of certain issues or making them aware of how they speak about certain things, how they speak about certain groups of people, what comes out of their mouth. Because if you can control your tongue and what you speak and how you speak and how you say things, that can have a huge difference on your mindset and your approach to different topics. And so inshallah, you know, that's one thing I want to hopefully continue to implement for the rest of the year, and just being conscious of what I, you know, things that come out of my mouth. And inshallah, I'm actually able to continue doing so. Other than that, that's pretty much a wrap for my end. I want to thank Samia. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity on behalf of Hold My Hijab to actually take part in the Ramadan series. It's been amazing. I want to say Eid Mubarak. Hopefully everyone had a beautiful time, spent time with family and friends on Eid. And I guess we'll talk to you soon.
How did the month of Ramadan go for me? I would say the month of Ramadan went okay. More so, the beginning of Ramadan was better than the end. I felt like the time that I spent, the few weeks that I was gone from home camping, I felt more connected to Allah. And when I was at home, I felt a little bit more distracted with just the daily things that were going on. So I wouldn't say it was a bad Ramadan, but it definitely could have been better. As far as achieving my goals, was I able to achieve my goals? My goal was mostly just to increase my taqwa of Allah and to get more reading done. I would say that I kind of achieved my goals. I achieved my goals while I was camping. So once I got home, like I said, I got pretty distracted, and I didn't achieve my goals the way that I intended. They were kind of halfway done. What has the month taught me for the year ahead, and how do I plan to implement that? So I usually don't travel during Ramadan, and I really enjoyed camping, and I didn't think that I could do the heat and camping and fasting. So I think that I would like to implement camping or some type of retreat, some disconnecting. I guess it would be very similar to itikaf, but really to just kind of I don't know the word, but basically kind of find somewhere to go, like camping. That's what my goal is. I think that's what I want to do, is make camping a part of my Ramadan, is to maybe camp longer, or maybe go camping in the beginning of Ramadan and then camping again at the end of Ramadan, just to really just disconnect from everyday life, everyday, just my regular daily routine. Was so helpful, and I like to be out in nature, so being out in nature and really just getting down to the basics was very, very helpful for me to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the biggest thing that I have learned about myself? I would say the biggest thing that I have learned about myself is I easily find myself retreating back into my cave, back into my bubble, especially during Ramadan, and especially when I'm kind of processing and like transcending, like growing as a person. And this year I kind of resisted that because I wanted to be more social, I wanted to connect with people more, and so I'm really just trying to learn to have balance. So I think the biggest thing that I have learned about myself is that I'm naturally an introvert, and it's so easy for me to do that, and I think that it's okay, and I just have to find balance instead of trying to be one or the other. It's just to accept that I'm an introvert, and that's actually what I like. I prefer to keep to myself, and then to be able to come out and hang out with people is an extra thing. What does Ramadan mean to me after this month? I would say my idea of what Ramadan is hasn't changed. But I would say that to me, Ramadan is basically my understanding of Ramadan. The purpose is to for you to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa. So taqwa to me means to worship Allah as though you see Him, to really change your consciousness, to make sure that you are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be placed in the center of your life and everything else should be based around that, and not that you conduct your life and then you fit your prayers in or you fit Allah in around those other things. But it's really that, you know, to increase your taqwa, increase your awareness of Allah, increase your consciousness of Allah, and kind of like a fresh start. So a lot of people do New Year's. To me, Ramadan is like my New Year's. I set my goals, the things that I want to change as far as my spirituality, the things that I want to do, my connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what Ramadan is for me. How can the month of Ramadan and what you have learned better and what you have learned better the state of the Ummah and justice for all? I don't know. How can the month of Ramadan better the Ummah? I would say really it just helps people to learn to be more patient. People's their adab, their manners tend to be a little bit better during Ramadan. But I would say that it brings the community together at a time when we're not as together as we should be. So Ramadan kind of allows people to set aside certain things and really to just focus on being one. Any last reflections? I think this Ramadan was really good. Since I've been here, let's see, I've been in this city for about 4 years. I really have learned to appreciate what I had in the city. But I've also been learning that there's different types of, I'll say, aspects to Ramadan. And in the past, it's really been about community and connecting and being in the masjid and volunteering and things like that. And that really keeps you busy, but it doesn't necessarily increase your taqwa of Allah. So being kind of in a remote city, kind of keeping to myself and really kind of doing Ramadan on my own has been really hard these past 4 years. But I would say this year, I've really started to change the way I see that and kind of enjoy the alone time, not being in the masjid, not volunteering, not, you know, having to be at Taraweeh prayer every night in the masjid, but really just making it about me and Allah. And I feel like being away from people and away from things was actually beneficial.
So as has been tradition, I'll be reading Fahima's answers to you. So here it goes. Ramadan went very well, mashallah, and so quickly. I've heard of people saying, oh my god, Ramadan just flew by. And wallahi, that's what happened. It was quite easy as the weather was very pleasant with daily rains. We even managed a few tarawees and a qiyamul layl at the masjid nearby. There are a million masjids, subhanallah, here. I was definitely able to achieve my goals, though I could have done more, but I'm quite happy I managed to read 3 Quran and a few juz of the tafsir. We were able to pay tahajjud and fajr without going crazy. I was able to fast, alhamdulillah. What the month has taught me about the year ahead is not to take the future for granted and to remember death. I know it's easy to listen to advice, but so hard to put it into practice. This year, we have lost so many family members and friends, but yet Allah has granted us this Ramadan to fast for Him. How lucky we are still and living and breathing and able to do amals for Him. How fortunate we are, whereas our siblings across the world are suffering like refugees in their own countries, fasting with just water and dry bread while we feast all month. I do want to help the needy by donating whatever little I can through the banks locally and praying for them whenever I can by sharing their plight via social media so that their voices can be heard. The biggest awareness that I learned about myself is that I am impatient and that I jump to conclusions with the drop of a hat. Sometimes I don't give the other person a benefit of a doubt, but come to the conclusion. I realize that I need to correct myself and be less judgmental and more open to criticism. I should learn to forgive the people who hurt me and remember if I forgive them, Allah will forgive my shortcomings. What Ramadan means to me is we have a month to do ibadah and to be able to feel the power of Islam and the strength we get during this month. I swear it's like no other. It gives a sense of calm and solitude. I would like to remember that we are lucky to be able to fast even if Ramadan is over, and I would like to make a real effort to remind myself of the essence of Ramadan. The state of the Ummah is lost somehow, I feel, especially the younger generations. My daughter is just 21, but I see a handful of her friends not doing justice to Islam, and she is teaching them. It's shocking because by 13 or 14 years, you will somehow understand what is wrong and what is right. I'm not saying my daughter is perfect, the perfect Muslimah, but she never misses Fajr, and she is regularly reading Quran and going for classes, and yet feels as if she's doing nothing for Allah. I don't understand why we have to remind young boys and girls that Allah is there even after Ramadan is over. And when you finish your teenage years, you will definitely be able to distinguish between the right and wrong, but yet we need to be reminded. For me too, I include myself too, as I too need to be reminded to be a better Muslim. May we remind ourselves the beauty of Islam and how blessed we are to be born into it. We need to pray for our siblings suffering all around the universe for no fault of their own. It is disheartening that so many lives are being sacrificed every single day while we watch helplessly and any efforts that are made in vain. The world watches without empathy or emotion, so much so that killing of children and women, innocent civilians, has become so redundant that no one reacts. That's a sorry state of affairs. What we need to do is increase our ibadah and amals and pray to Allah to ease their pain and suffering. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen.
This is Wael Zayat, CEO of Engage, reflecting back on the month of Ramadan that we just had. And, you know, one of my original goals was really to focus on being more patient and understanding toward others and when confronted with adversity. And I think overall I've achieved that goal with a few exceptions, but I'm generally happy about it. I'm a pretty fiery individual, and you know, it's important to me that I kind of balance my responses and be more measured and thoughtful. And alhamdulillah, thanks to, you know, the experience of this month, it helps me in this regard. And it really tells me that we as humans are just capable of so much more in term of being just better humans, whether it's our bodies, minds, or soul, of being just a better version of ourselves. If we put our minds to it, and while Ramadan perhaps is a month that quote unquote forces you to sometimes do that, that's something that I think we should strive to implement every day, and in that sense it gives me hope that Ramadan is a living proof for us of what we can accomplish on our own, and what perhaps the community and really anyone in the world can do if they focus on achieving an objective, whether it's this or something else. So that's it. And really, in a way, reflecting back on Ramadan, you miss it because it's something that you look forward to, but also kind of dread because you're not eating and fasting, and maybe it's hot. But once it's gone, you really miss it, and it also teaches you not to take things for granted, because now, you know, we have to wait another year to experience it again. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. It's been now a few weeks after Ramadan. The blessed month has passed us by, and it's been a hard adjustment in the sense we miss it so much, and the blessings of the wonderful nights and the aura that it has. It's been interesting to readjust back to eating. I don't like preparing food for the next day for work, but have been doing that and been very cognizant and aware of what to take in terms of healthy snacks and food and not to overdo it. And it's interesting observing the body, how it's not interested in taking in a lot of food. One of the things I'd like to continue is to continue fasting as much as possible, once or twice a week, to keep up that routine, as I enjoyed the spirituality of fasting throughout the day at work, but just to help with concentration and focus as well. And let's not kid ourselves, weight management and toning and working out, that goes all together. To continue the spirituality, I've connected with a retreat where I went and spoke at a retreat on spirituality, mental health, and well-being, and that was really nice after Ramadan to continue with that. And one of the things that really struck me during Ramadan is hearing that lecture about how Laylat al-Qadr al-Kubra is actually New Year's Eve in terms of making resolutions for yourself and how to move on and throughout the year and work with that and how to apply it to your daily lives. So for me, to continue with the spirituality is vital as we look forward to the holy month of Ramadan and what we want to do during those nights. But how to continue with that? That means with the du'as, how to continue daily du'as and even recite some of the du'as of Layali Ramadan during regular nights as well. And to continue with our good acts and our good deeds and looking forward to the next holy months that are coming and what that means to us spiritually, especially heading into Muharram, Ashur, and the Arba'een, inshallah. So always being aware of the physical as well as the spiritual fast and how to incorporate that into our daily lives, so not to fully let go of the spiritual beautiful month, of the holy month, blessed month of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So that concludes the final check-in, part one. So next week, God willing, will be the absolute final check-in of the Ramadan series. I really do hope you've enjoyed listening to the journeys of everyone and hearing their final check-ins and kind of how they feel a couple weeks after the month has ended. You know, hearing their hopes for the future and their hopes for the Ummah. If you would like to support The Rogue Muslim, you can always follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. The handle is just at The Rogue Muslim. And I do post like engagement questions. I'll be posting the questions for these the final questions of the Ramadan series, and I've done it in the past. So I would love to hear, you know, your thoughts on the questions now that Ramadan has passed us for the now that Ramadan has ended and it's been a few weeks. There we go. I can speak now. But yeah, I would definitely love to. I always love hearing from everyone. So I love the kind of the engagement of the questions and the comments on Instagram or Twitter. And, you know, if you have anything you think might be useful or relatable, then you can always post that in the comments. So yeah. If you would like to support The Rogue Muslim, then definitely support it via social media. And if you have any questions or someone you know would like to be on the podcast, definitely email me at theroguemuslim@gmail.com. And until then, I hope you are keeping well. And if you're in a part of the world where there's a bloody heat wave due to environmental damages, then I really hope you're surviving, because it's quite literally feels like what hell could feel like. Anyways, aside from that lovely, light, non-morbid note to end on, I hope you're having a great day. Good office.